County Clare family are mourning the death of their 18-month-old son who was hit by a car yesterday. The accident happened at a traveller accommodation site on the Quinn Road in Ennis. Baby Hunter Malloy was brought to hospital in Limerick but died of his injuries. Joining us now on the line is Ennis Parish Priest Father Tom Ryan, who knows the Malloy family. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Father Tom. You've been talking to the family, I gather. How are they?
They're devastated, to put it mildly, Rachel. Yesterday afternoon, the sun was shining here in Clare, and in a split second, life changed for the Malloy family. That'll never be the same again, with the death of their young child in an instant and in a tragic accident that happened. So at the moment, they're just totally confused, upset, bewildered, as any family would be. And trying to come to terms with this is really difficult at this time.
And this, I gather, should have been a happy time for the family, because Hunter's mother is expecting another baby.
Yes, Alicia is expecting another child in the coming weeks. So it's a real turmoil of emotions between, you know, joy of birth and the sadness of death. And it's really totally confusing for the family to have to deal with these emotions that have been come on them so suddenly and so unexpectedly. And all we can do as a community, and indeed as families, is just support them, be with them, listen to them, journey with them, and help them in their pain at this time.
There was a prayer service for the family last night. What were people saying to you?
Well, we just gathered with the family. I went to see the family yesterday. I would have married Hunter's parents, and I'd have known Hunter's mother from her childhood days in Shannon, where I worked and she lived at that time. So all we could do was just be together, and the whole community, it's a close-knit community of families that live in that Ballochby Road. And we just got together in the open air and we prayed with one another and we prayed for each other, just for the strength to be able to get through these days, these hours that lie ahead, especially over the coming days with the funeral to be arranged and with the grief to be expressed.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for taking the time to talk to us. That was Father Tom Ryan, who's the parish priest in Ennis.